Hi, I'm April Adams Pertwee. I'm your host of the Inside Story podcast. I've been telling people stories my entire adult life as a broadcast journalist, video producer, and digital storyteller. These days, you can find me at Light Beamers, where I'm building a community of women who are ready to step into their brave by sharing their story with the world. On the Inside Story podcast, I'm bringing you some of the best stories I'm discovering from both the women inside of my community, as well as from around the streets of the internet. Plus, I'm digging deep to share some of my own stories with you along the way. My hope is that these stories will help encourage you to examine your own story so that you can share it with other people. I have a motto at Light Beamers: when we share our stories, we shine a light. So with that in mind, let's get down to business today and share the light found in this episode. Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome to the Inside Story podcast. I'm your host, April Adams Pertwee, and I'm so happy you are here today. Today's show is going to be probably just a little bit different. We are not going to talk about storytelling. We are not going to interview someone and hear more about their story. We are not going to talk about visibility. We're not going to talk about speaking, sharing your story, writing books, getting published, none of those things. Today, I am feeling very called to simply open up this space today and invite you in and give you one big fat permission to simply exhale, to just take a long, deep breath and breathe. And I don't know exactly who this message is for, but I just feel certain that someone needs to hear it. I woke up today feeling the very same thing. I woke up feeling, I woke up before it was time to wake up. You know what that's like, right? When your to-do list, the anxiety levels, all of that tends to wake you up way earlier than what you want. And that was certainly the case for me today. Woke up feeling very overwhelmed and anxious with all the things that were on my to-do list, all the things that had not been done, all the things that needed to get done, and all the things that I still needed to create, and all the things, right? And a bit later, I was on a call with a group of professional women that I'm in mastermind with, and there was a collective conversation happening in that group in which the other women were feeling the same way. And I just felt a strong nudge to talk about this today on the podcast. And just to remind you that if you're feeling that way, that if you're feeling overwhelmed, if you're feeling chaotic, if you're feeling anxious, if you're feeling unsure, if you're feeling like you just can't breathe and you just can't catch your breath, that is a sign. And this is a reminder that you need to actually stop and take a breath, right? Let's stop and breathe. There's so many of us that just get going and we forget to breathe. We forget our breath. And we forget to give ourselves permission to take that breath. And so I just wanted to create space today for you to stop and take that breath. I can't count how many times I have worked myself into a tizzy, doing many of the same things. Again, just letting life take over, business take over, the needs take over, the have-tos take over, the calendar take over. And I find, all of a sudden that I am being squeezed out. There's no space for me. There's no space for me to recalibrate and me to get my feet back on the ground and me to have time and space to actually work on the things that are on that to-do list. I can put them on my calendar and check them off the box, but I actually need time and space prior to that to get the project complete, to take care of those items. And I often don't create the space for that. And then I, like I said, I just feel like I get squeezed out, and that's where the anxiety comes in. That's where the overwhelm comes in. And it's usually easily correctable, if you will, just by simply stopping and taking that breath. And it's simple, yet we overlook it all the time. And again, I woke up today feeling it strongly, and I took some time this morning to start my day with, by just sitting in that space and breathing, not leaning into all of the crazy that that I felt like I needed to go, you know, get going on, right? I didn't need to go attack. I just needed to be. And so today in particular, I woke up around 4 o'clock in the morning, a little bit before four, and I could feel it coming on. I could feel it, you know, reaching into my insides and stirring me. And I just allowed myself to get up, get out of bed. I went into my living room, sat down on my couch in the dark and in the quiet. And I just sat there and I closed my eyes and I focused on my breath. I just focused on breathing. For me, I say little mantras. I pray. I repeat affirmations. Anything that I can do like that to ground me and to calm down my nervous system. And it didn't take very long. Normally in the past, I would get up at 4 a.m. and I would just stay up, right? I would just spend a little time trying to ground myself, and then I would just jump into those to-do tasks. And I would think, well, great, I got up early. This gives me that much more time to get all these things accomplished. But I don't do that anymore. And I try to just spend the time focusing on bringing myself back to center. And once I did that, it took me about 30 minutes. And by 4:30 in this morning, I was ready to go back to sleep. And I went back to sleep, and I actually, you know, continued to sleep until it was the normal time to wake up for the day. And so I just want to create space for you to listen to my words, to listen to this podcast as simply an invitation for you to take a moment today. Maybe you need 30 minutes. Maybe you need 10. Maybe you just need a couple of minutes to put your feet on the ground, sit in a chair, lie down on the ground, ground yourself into the ground, whichever way is most comfortable for you. Put 2 feet on the ground, put your body on the ground, and take a long, deep breath. And as you inhale, you can say a mantra, something positive, something maybe you repeat to yourself, like, I am fully capable. I am fully present. Everything that I need is already inside of me, something along those lines. And as you exhale, release all the stuff that is weighing you down. The chaos, the confusion, the unknowns, the worry, the doubt, the fear, the anxiety, all of those things, and just release it into the ground and say, I just am going to give this over to you. Going to give this over to you, God, because this is too big for me to carry. And you're just going to release it out into the ground and out over to your higher power so that you can begin to reset and get back into a state of calmness, right? Remembering to breathe in and out, inhale and exhale. And oftentimes I like to end that little session, again, however long it might take, to where I'm starting to feel calm again. And I just take one last big inhale. And when I inhale, it's a breath prayer that I learned many years ago. And I mean, when all else fails, I come back to this one. When I have no words, when I am too deep to think about any mantra, I can't even think of a simple prayer, I come back to this and I just say, I inhale and I say, thank. And I exhale and I say, you. Thank you. And you can intonate that however you want it to mean. For me, I am, first of all, thanking God for just being present with me in the moment. I'm thanking myself for being willing to take a few minutes to breathe. I'm thanking my body for being present with me and allowing me to feel, even to feel the anxiety and the worry and the doubt and the fear and all the things. I'm thankful for it because it's a reminder. It's just clues. Those emotions are just clues, right? That we need to address them. And so I thank all of those things. And that simple little breath prayer by inhaling, thank, and exhaling you is a way that I can simply reset when all other things fail me, when all the words are gone. So this is a short but powerful reminder for you today on the Inside Story podcast that yes, all of those things are still true. Your story matters. There's work to do in the world. There's important need for you to get your story out and to show up and be your brilliant self and all the things we're always talking about here on the show. But today, I don't want you to do any of those things. If this speaks to you today, it's a reminder that you needed to hear it. And so today, I'm just giving you permission to breathe, permission to exhale, permission to just be for a few minutes in your body with no expectations of any kind of action that you need to take. This is an invitation into stillness and an invitation into quiet. Quiet your mind, still your body, and breathe. This is for you today if this resonated. If you're listening to the podcast today and this wasn't quite where you are in your space, save this one because I promise you. You may need it in the future. There will be a day, right? We all have these days where things just feel a bit out of control and crazy. And remember that this is here. Save it on your phone. Make yourself a note. And when you need it, come back to this reminder. I hope this served you today. And as always, Light Beamers, I am cheering for you. You've got this. You are amazing. And just breathe. I'll see you back here next time on the Inside Story podcast. Make it a good one. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Don't forget to give it a review and share this broadcast out with your friends and family. Now, did listening to this episode make you think more about your own story? Are you wondering which parts of your own story are relevant to share with others? This is the question I get asked more than any other. How do I share my story? Which parts of my story are worth sharing with other people? How can I make my story relatable so that others can benefit from it? I've taken my simple process that I've used for years as a journalist and broken it down into a three-part storytelling formula that will help you discover the key components of your own story and how to share it. It's a free resource I've created to help you become a light beamer by sharing your story. Simply go to www.lightbeamers.com and click on the big yellow button on the homepage to download your story formula. I'd love to hear your story too, so be sure to join my free community on Facebook, the Light Beamers Community, and share your story with me. I can't wait to learn more about you and the story that's inside of you. In the meantime, be sure to subscribe to the podcast so you can get notified when our next broadcast is live. You will want to stay tuned to the stories we are lining up for you next. I promise they are so good. As always, Light Beamers, I'm over here cheering for you.
This podcast is part of the Sound Advice FM network. Sound Advice FM, women's voices amplified.